Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ramon Foster Show, live Nakama in Wexford. Come on out if you're in the area and see three incredibly well-dressed, handsome men performing a radio show here.
You know what's crazy? When I walked in here and I saw you guys dressed the way you are, red and a blue shirt, and I walked in with my tracksuit on, I was like, you know what? This is the perfect thing, because guess what? Nobody has to see us.
Exactly.
Unless they
this
want to.
It's the judgment-free zone for dress.
I always think about it like, man, these guys are sharp on TV. You know, the suits can get expensive. And I'm thinking to myself,
I wouldn't know. I've never bought one.
I want to spend money on that, you know? But, hey, I mean, it's a nice gig, right?
Not everybody's Bob Pompeiani looking real dapper.
I wonder how many suits you give away a year. You got to think to yourself, that's every day. Oh, man. He's got to have a suit closet.
He does. He does. Pomp does.
Like,
yeah.
Did you see Ben McAdoo when he got – it wasn't when he got fired, but last year when he did, like, his intro presser, he came in with, like, a real dumpy-looking, like
– Yeah.
You probably are making okay coin already as a coordinator. Yeah. Like, just get tailored. You don't even have to, like, do it fancy.
What happened with the slick back, though?
That Pat Riley?
He switched it all the way up. It's like somebody told him, like, hey, we need you to be this guy on the field for us. Not the team, but for us. He did it.
He should have started, like, carrying, like, a beeper and stuff. Just, like, random mid-90s technology.
You know what? And he might have it, and we just don't know it. That's the beauty of it.
There is the one other thing, major thing from that game, and it came down today, is Juju's suspension that he got for that hit. And neither of us was on board with it as being legit, really.
It doesn't make sense. It makes zero sense to me in the sense of that was a football play. You mean to tell me that play is the same thing, and I hate to throw a guy under the bus, but we're talking comparison. It's one of those things where the league messed it up again. This is the whole Zeke Elliott thing over again. Well, we got to get him now. Or is you tell me that Juju did the same thing as Gronk did when Gronk did something after the play. Like I said, he buzzed his feet like it was off-season workouts and hit an up-down on this guy with force. That's not the same penalty at all. And I don't care. You say the taunting. Taunting is a fine. It's not a suspension. It makes zero sense. They botched this one.
Well, that's part of why he should appeal, because that they, in their statement, John Runyon said that part of this was based on the taunting. So I think he should win his appeal.
He should win his appeal, and but this is the thing, they won't. Because guess why? They're trying to set a tone. But also, you got to look at this in another sense of what we did. Why did they put this game as a Monday night game? It's because they knew this was going to happen. They knew this, so now they feel like they got to bring it back, because I've heard from other people that watched it on TV, and they said that was a violent game. And I didn't see every aspect of it the way the fans did or just spectators saw it, but they're saying it was a violent game. Oh, because there was a violent play from this guy. He stood over him for taunting. Now you want to suspend the guy. That should just be a fine. Find a guy freaking $25,000. I mean, that's not the same thing as what Gronkowski did at all, in my opinion. And I'm not being biased. I'm just saying that ain't right. You can't judge those two things as the same because they're not.
I mean, I'll be honest. You can't even lump I didn't like Iloka's play,
yeah,
but it's still more of a football play than anything Gronkowski did, because it
Thank
at least
you.
Happened between the whistles.
Between the whistles, and he was going to try to knock the ball out in that sense. I say don't suspend their safety. What is it, their safety?
Yeah,
either. Don't,
yeah.
Iloka, don't suspend him either. Don't suspend Juju. Those were football plays. This was during it. The whole Trevathan thing is what they're probably going to reference back to. That was a helmet-to-helmet dive and hit. That was – It bent the helmet, okay? That was a totally different situation. But if that was the case, Gronk should have the same thing, two games. Give him three, let him appeal for two. It shouldn't be the same as a one-gamer. But we all know why that's a one-game suspension, do we not? It's because he missed this week. What's after that? Pittsburgh.
Part one.
Exactly. Part one.
Part one.
Thank you. That's what we'll call it, part one. That's why, okay? I'm surprised they hadn't flexed it to a night game at this point.
I think they tried to, but they protected it. Like, I think CBS has that game, and that's a 425 game for you guys. So I think CBS demanded that that game be their national late game of the week.
Wow.
Again.
You see what I'm saying? and that's why. That makes no sense to me. And also, it goes back to how much are you trying to change the game around? Because when the game was on the up and up, those violent hits is what made the game so popular. As much as you say you want to turn your way away from the wreck on the side of the highway, oh, I'm going to slow down about 50 miles per hour to look over. That's exactly what's going on right now. And they feel like they can't control it. How can you have a game of football without violence and hard play? Can you explain that to me?
Let me ask you a question based on that. The Shazier situation, to me, was a freak accident.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
So take that out of the game last night. And it looked to me, I've watched a lot of football over the last 40 years, it looked to me like a really hard-hitting football game that I've seen before. Like, how many truly dirty hits were in that game?
Even the Mixon hit, I don't think was a dirty hit. I think he got hit
at
the right place.
They didn't even call a penalty there, did they?
Exactly. So now you're telling me those guys should expect a fine, too? I just think, like you said, the Shea thing probably escalated a lot that went on in that game.
Was it normal to be in it for you? I mean, did it feel like a normal game, or did it feel?
In a sense, it did, but it's been funny playing those guys as of late because at some point, you know, something's going to happen here at some point in time. Everybody just be cool. If there's talk, go back. Don't say anything. Like, you have to give out ground rules to this game, and it shouldn't be that way. And for the life of me, I can't understand why it's that way. Like I said, it's not – I hate to be this way cocky about it, but it's not a rivalry. It's not a – it's a team that's trying to knock you off, and they might get you on a bad year. That's what I see it as, is not that. And, of course, I say this because we're not going to see them again this year, but, heck, screw it. It is what it is. That's a team that is just trying to bash you for whatever reason. When Juju hit him, you should have saw a couple – or not all of them. It was one of the guys just in particular, just like, I'm going to get you. I'm like, bro, chill, man. You don't want that fine. Relax. Go back to your huddle. And I started talking to some of their guys. It's not bad guys over there. It's just one or two bad apples that you gotta tell them, like, man, relax, man. We trying to go home to our families at night. And some just don't respect that aspect of it.
How about 55? How was he last night for the most part?
You know what's funny is I've heard two stories. I heard he was getting a lot of praise on Monday Night Football.
Oh, he was.
But it was – we had an exchange during the game, man, and I thought it was quite hilarious. You know, it's a lot that goes on the tackle, you know, especially when Le'Veon has the ball. They try to bash him. They try to lift him up, hit him hard, and drive him into the ground. And they hit him one time on, like, an outside play. And I'm walking over there to help Le'Veon up, and Burfict's beside me. It's like, man, we are hitting the – you know, the H out of L Bell today, we are hitting him. You know, all kind of explicatives, just bad words he's saying. I'm like, and I just had to say, hey, Vontaze, that's what you're supposed to do, man. You're playing defense. You have to tackle. You know, I'm trying to defend.
No, you don't have to tackle. William Jackson said you don't have to tackle if he's on the sideline. Just let him
thank
go.
Thank you. Exactly. And now I'm just playing, you know, troll at that point. I'm like, hey, man, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to hit him pretty good, man. You'll be okay. But the whole time he's hitting him, he's saying stuff to him. Of course, they don't catch that on TV because that's the game within the game. And, like, it happened, and I said, you know, shooters get shot every once in a while. You can't be a stick-up kid forever and not expect anybody to, you know, to come back around to you. That's the game. If you know anybody around it, you do a lot of shooting. You know, somebody's eventually going to shoot you back. I just didn't think it'd be a rookie.
Yeah, I think Juju's pretty popular in that lot. I don't think he's going to have to pass the collection plate too much as a rookie on a rookie salary. Something tells me.
Yeah, I won't go that far, but we'll
I'll say it. I'll just say it. And then we could just let it fade into the mists here.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.